You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Who's your boy? I told you yesterday, PSL probably back at Starbucks tomorrow. And tomorrow has arrived. Tomorrow is today. And it is back at Starbucks. The pumpkin spice latte is back. Big, big reactions online. For example, under the post, crying. I've been waiting all year for this. The way this is the only thing getting me through this week. And then the little jack-o'-lantern emoji. So people, you know, have a lot invested in the pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, they do. A lot of their lives hinge upon.
Crying. I've been waiting for this all year. Man, it's tough out there.
Did you really wake up and cry over the pumpkin spice latte being back?
I think so.
I think maybe.
I think people are that weak-minded now. They have nothing going on in their lives that are more important than that.
It would be an excited cry, though, right? Like, oh my God, I'm so happy for this. I can't wait. That's a little better.
Like a relief cry, too.
Maybe,
like,
yeah.
I needed some good news.
Like, I just got to sit down and cry. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, do what you got to do to hang on, man.
I say, if it means that much to you, why do you not make it yourself all year round?
Is it difficult to make?
No.
Okay.
No. They create the hype by making it a limited time thing. Mm-hmm.
And, they're geniuses at it.
The marketing part of it.
Starbucks. I'm not knocking them.
I'm just saying, if you are literally that into it, and it means that much to you, that you would be crying over it with the excitement of it, just have it all year round.
You can do it at home.
Yeah, do it.
Well, here's a woman that says, just prepare for pumpkin spice to become my whole personality tomorrow. That's what she posted last night. I am pumpkin spice. Reincarnated. So I guess the point here is people are really excited about the pumpkin spice latte. Mm. It's back today at Starbucks. Today is National Tooth Fairy Day. And for the first time in years, the average price of the tooth has gone down. The average price now sits at $5.84, down from $6.23. That's a 6% decline. For a first tooth, the average price also dropped from $7.29 to $7.09. So I think that's a worrying trend. The fact that for the first time in years, the price is going down, I think that's probably a key indicator of something.
Well, it's a key indicator that the economy is bad.
It's inflation.
That people are struggling.
I would imagine that is what it says.
For the tooth fairy to be able to sell those teeth and make a profit off of it, she's got to pay less, you know.
She goes and
yeah, she
flips them?
Yeah. I always thought that's what she did.
She sold them,
or made jewelry out of them and stuff, and sold them.
What she did with them?
Just like every other woman on Facebook Marketplace,
yeah.
Just going. The tooth fairy's no different.
Yeah. All I ever got out of it was a dollar.
I think that was probably my experience. A dollar.
The going rate was a dollar.
Yeah, never changed, but I think it was probably a dollar. So happy National Tooth Fairy Day! And those are just a few things that are now trending.
It wasn't but a few months ago, I believe. Might have been less time than that. The TJ said, what if somebody's final wish is something you don't want to do? Well, that has happened. An actor in France has made a final request of his children, and they have stood up thankfully and said, no, we're not doing that. Wait till you hear his request next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Yeah, when you want it, how you want it. You can download it every single day. All the great stuff that we do every day. Whether it's the Ace and TJ show, Extra Funny podcast, TJ's Fanaticos podcast, Ace and Friends, Spotify, Apple Music, the Ace and TJ app. It doesn't matter. You can get it anywhere and everywhere. So like and subscribe. I don't remember the context of the conversation, but when I ran across this article this morning, I thought, we just talked about that. And then I realized it might have been a little bit longer than I thought. But it was a while back. TJ was talking. Somehow we got on the topic of when somebody makes a last request of you. Like, in my will, I request that you do this. And everybody's like, well, you got to do it. And TJ pointed out, no, you don't. What if it's something horrible that they want you to do? Like, well, who would do that? Well, there's a French actor. His name is Alain Delon or something like that. A-L-A-I-N-D-E-L-O-N.
Alain Delon. No, that sounds
Alain
bad.
Delon. I don't know. Have you seen this story yet, TJ? Uh-uh. Okay. So he has died. And his family, he is 88 years old, I'm sorry. And his family has decided to deny his final request for them to euthanize his dog and bury him alongside of him in the casket.
Yeah.
Yeah, his kids were like, no, we're not killing the dog.
And the dog's healthy otherwise. Yeah,
the dog's totally fine. Yeah. The French actor had clearly expressed his wish to have his beloved Belgian shepherd, Lubo, buried alongside him when he passed. He disclosed, his request has been disclosed. He said, I've had 50 dogs in my life, but I have a very special relationship. If I die before him, I'll ask the vet to take us away together. He'll put him to sleep in my arms.
Oh, jeez.
And the kids have said, yeah, we're not going to kill the healthy dog just so we can bury him with you. So they're going to decline his final request. And that, I guess there were some also animal welfare groups that spoke out. Like, hey, surely you're not going to do this. And the kids are like, no, of course we're not going to kill the dog.
Yeah, but terrible. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah.
Idiots.
What kind of a person decides, hey, I love this dog so much, when I die, I'm going to want you to euthanize it.
Come with me.
Yeah, I think people are that crazy more Absolutely. Than you would think.
His desire was to have the dog euthanized. He's dead. Then put the dog in his arms and euthanize him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That is messed up.
I think that's that would be a good movie. What's like that? A TV movie or something. Mm-hmm. Will they do it? Will they not do it? Yeah.
That's crazy. They used to bury pharaohs with like cats and stuff, their pets.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard it happening anytime after the pyramids were built.
That's been a few years. A few thousand years they thought that was an okay thing to do. And there's bad news today for Tech D Rob. If his relationship with Meredith ever fails and he's back out of the dating world, it's not good. I'm not wishing that on him. I'm just saying, coming up next.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Tech D Rob and his girlfriend Meredith have been together now almost 10 years. Coming up on 10 years. I think 10 years January. And it's been somewhat controversial discussions on this show when it comes to Rob's decision to not get engaged yet. And it's all because of their dog situation at their home. And he has steadfastly stood by and said he is not getting engaged until that second dog is gone. End of story. And he stands by that. And every time it comes up, we seem to get messages from people that say, you know, she needs to get out of that relationship, whatever. You know, whatever.
Bye.
Think what you think. All right. I was trying to soft pedal that for you a little bit, Rob. But I saw this yesterday, and it's a survey. Least attractive hobbies for men, according to women.
Oh, no.
And they're given an unattractiveness score. Number one, scoring at 90 on the unattractiveness scale, is playing video games. It just finished 5 points ahead of collecting figurines.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what guy collects figurines.
Which he does.
And in third place, with a score of 80, least attractive hobbies for men, magic tricks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You got to hear the rest of the list, though. Number four was online trolling. If your hobby
is that a hobby?
If your hobby is just being an online troll, that scored pretty well. Gambling, the first cool thing that showed up on the list, is at number five, followed by building model trains, scored a 65. Least attractive hobbies for men, taxidermy, scored a 60. Is taxidermy?
What if that's his living?
Well, this is a hobby. This just says as a hobby.
I don't know anybody that does it as a hobby.
I don't either.
The guts, and she's like, no. But that's over toy trains. I think toy trains are way more embarrassing.
Yeah.
Check out my Polar Express. It should be like a 99.9.
You've never seen that? Sometimes you go and a guy's in the model train.
Yeah, my grandpa was in
his garage. They had the whole city. Yeah. I think those things are cool.
But if you're like under 85, I think women are a 25-year-old building model trains is different than your grandfather having one that goes around the Christmas tree.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only one thing stopping my friend, handsome husband Michael, from being a train guy and having model trains and stuff like that. Little friend Jenny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She said no.
I can just. He loves trains. He would like to have a train room and build them and all that stuff.
Yeah, I totally see why women don't love that.
And then finally, the final two, comic book collecting and bird watching, were the bottom two on the list. But yeah, playing video games, number one least attractive hobby for men.
By far.
By far. It's 90 on the score, 90 out of 100. Just ahead of collecting figurines.
So they would rather be with what is called a birder.
Yeah.
Than a video game player.
They would much rather be with a birder or a taxidermist.
That's a northern cardinal.
Shut up. Oh, are you a birder?
That's a warble over there. Shut up.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
You want to save yourself some money right now? Richard Tocato and the Richard Tocato Companies. Whether it's a home equity line of credit or refi with rates dropping, there are some great opportunities to save yourself sometimes thousands of dollars a month. If you got a member of the radio family, she just saved $1,500 a month. Consolidating some bills and everything. HomeWithRichard.com is the way to do it. It's HomeWithRichard.com. There are a couple of small things that are out today. Number one, the Olympics may be over, but we're still cheering for the USA, baby. USA, USA, USA drops the most swear words online than any other country, any other English-speaking country. We cuss in tweets more than anyone else. And it says they examined like 2 million tweets. The U.S. swears in 4.2% of posts. You say, well, that doesn't sound like a lot. Well, it's 40% more than second place, the U.K., followed by Australia. The most foul-mouthed state, I did not expect this, Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland has the most foul-mouthed tweets, followed by our home state of Louisiana. Yeah, Maryland, Louisiana, Georgia and Virginia were the top four when it comes to cussing in their tweets.
Yeah, I think when they broke it down into cities, Baton Rouge was number two.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there it is. Baltimore is number one. Baton Rouge is number two. Baltimore, Baton Rouge, Atlanta. I didn't read that far through.
That guy, Hurricane Chris, that rapper that was all upset with 50 Cent, he put out a video. He was so upset. He cussed more than anybody I've ever heard cuss in 30 seconds. I mean, it's remarkable.
Like, were there more cuss words than decent words in there?
Oh, yeah. I think 5-1. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy.
And he was mad because 50 Cent did a show in Shreveport and didn't get any Louisiana rappers, legends like him, to be part of it. So that's why he was cussing about it. But if somebody is on social media or they're in mixed company and they're cussing, it just means they weren't raised right.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of cussing.
Because people do it all the time now. They just they get online, they think it's cool to be cussing and all that. It just means you're not raised right.
Well, it is kind of cool.
I like the cussing.
I like cussing. Well, just make sure, Rob, that anything that goes out today, I had a couple of, I had a rough morning.
Ooh, boy, did you have
a... Yeah, but that's different than putting the camera on yourself and posting it on social media and cussing all through it.
That's true. Yeah. I've even declined to do some TikTok stuff. Like, I mean, we can't put that. That's got cuss words on it. You can't put that out. Yeah, I may overthink that a little bit. So
she wants to do the cussing?
There's some things. She's like, this is like a hot sound right now. I'm like, it says the F word in it. I don't know. Maybe.
So you're saying she wasn't raised right?
I'm not saying that.
Ooh,
not
what I'm saying at all. Exactly what you're saying.
I'm just saying it's a generational divide.
Someone text her.
What is acceptable or not acceptable. You know, because you don't think of it as cussing if somebody else is saying it on social media. If there's like a dance that goes with it, you don't think of that. And I hear the F word and go, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, don't put that out there.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh. Awful.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Riggins and now trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app. If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
I think it's the first time I've ever been able to announce Ashanti as part of Now Trending. She just had a baby with Nelly, and they named the baby Kareem Kincaid Haynes. He was born on July 18th, and they've nicknamed him KK. So
Ashanti was pregnant with Nelly's baby when he was just arrested for having ecstasy on him a couple weeks ago.
Why do you got to put a damper on the wonderful?
I'm just saying, that's going to strain a pregnancy right there. You got to worry about that.
Well, she had the baby on July 18th, so we'd have to crunch the numbers on the dates, but it was around that time.
Yeah, it was
very close. It's happened a couple days before or a couple days after. Not a fun time to be arrested.
I think the ecstasy charge came after July 18th.
Okay.
Wow.
Not good.
He was out celebrating.
Yeah, amazing.
She's like, I'm at home with this baby, and you're out doing ecstasy.
Coming down hard on Nelly today.
Is he still living in St. Louis, do you think?
I think so.
Really?
I would imagine. It's his home. Loves
I wonder
it.
If he still has that home on the lake that was featured in Cribs. Every time I hear somebody now from that day, I always wonder, do they still have that house they showed on Cribs? It was on a river. He had a house on a river.
I don't remember the Nelly one. Was it a cool house?
It was all right.
They never really
are. It wasn't as spectacular as you would have expected, but he had just hit, so he didn't have Nelly money yet.
Yeah.
But he had a nice place. a nice long walk down the backyard on a big hill that went down to the river. Boat dock.
Yeah. My wife saw quote unquote the baby. in the grocery store the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
He lives around here.
I got to be honest.
She wasn't quite sure that was him, even though he backed into a handicapped parking spot in a white Rolls Royce and said he was a little fella. And he looked like one. He looked like I had seen him before. And she knows that he lives around there. So there aren't many white Rolls Royces backing into a handicapped parking spot at the grocery store on a Saturday morning.
No, I can't imagine.
And I said, yeah, that's da baby.
Could be him. Could be.
Not the baby.
Yeah, that's funny. yesterday we told you the pumpkin spice latte coming back soon. It is out today. So you can go get your hands on a pumpkin spice latte, hot, iced, or frappuccino version. The frappuccino version comes in at around 510 calories. It's not, not nothing. For a coffee. But they've also got raccoon pops, really cute, an apple crisp oatmeal macchiato, and a iced apple crisp oatmeal shaken espresso, if you're interested in something like that to kick fall off. Also, the great pumpkin cream cheese muffins. Got to try those out. And then one story about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. It was revealed that he engraved not going anywhere on the inside of her engagement ring as sort of a play on, like, I know this didn't work out the first time, but this time I'm not going anywhere. And as we learned this week, their marriage lasted 2 years, and he was going somewhere.
Yeah. And she's like, you're not the one that makes that decision. If I want you to go somewhere, you're going to go somewhere.
You are actually going somewhere. So Those are just a few things that are now trending.
A lot of people get mad whenever they get a wedding invitation and the wedding invitation says, sorry, no kids. And we have a story that is the reason. It points out the reason why so many people say no kids at my wedding. You're going to have to pick a side here. And either way, it's going to be passionate. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You go download all the podcasts. Spotify, Apple, whatever you got. The Ace TJ family app is also awesome. So download it, subscribe, do it all. A lot of people get mad whenever they find out they can't take their little children to a wedding. And then, you know, it's been going on for years. And I think the majority of people do say, well, it's their decision and they may not want kids running around and this, that, and the other. This is an adult affair and they don't want children there, and that's for them to decide. If you don't like it, don't go. Well, two best friends. One of the friends is already married and has a 4-year-old child. And the bride-to-be was planning the wedding, which is her best friend, and she said, I don't want to have kids at the wedding. The mom, her best friend, talked her into having kids at the wedding. Said it'll be fine. There'll be a lot of them. No problem. And so the bride said, okay, we can have kids there. So this woman has taken to the Reddit, and I don't think she heard what she wanted to hear. So, cause she took down her post after she asked the question.
Really?
Am I wrong for not apologizing? Because she said that there were a lot of kids there and she knew everybody at the wedding and she was letting her 4-year-old go play with all the other kids. And she said, my husband and I were enjoying some time having fun dancing together. Well, next thing you know, her 4-year-old has gone over to the wedding cake and grabbed a big chunk out of it, tore up the wedding cake in one area yeah. and got it all over his face everywhere, just eating like crazy before they could get to him. And the mom admits, yeah, I didn't get to him very quickly because we were preoccupied. My husband and I were having fun dancing.
She made a mistake.
Right. Well, the bride goes nuts, starts yelling at her, says, your kid ruined my wedding, you know, all of this other stuff.
The kid did not
and
ruin
then
your wedding.
She yells back at the bride. They get into an argument, and then ultimately the bride says, get your kid and you get out of here. If you don't leave right now, I'm calling security.
Oh my God. Bit of an overreaction.
Yeah, this is her best friend. However, the people on the Reddit said, most of them said, you should have been the one apologizing at the time. She overreacted a little bit, but you can't just leave a 4-year-old at a formal event like that and a bunch of people and expect that he's just going to sit around and not get into anything.
True.
So you should have been watching him better.
That's true.
But if that had happened at my wedding, I think my wife would have just been laughing. She said, oh, it's fine.
Would have been funny.
But then later said, oh, my God, I knew that kid was going to ruin our wedding.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you don't make a scene and then threaten to call security, call the law on your best friend.
Years later, you look back on that and laugh about it.
Yeah, big deal. When the kid's in jail one day, you know, you're like, I knew it back then.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You know, in that show Hoarders, if you've ever seen that, which I used to watch it when it first came on, and then it's like, okay, well, we see one episode, yeah. Seen all of them, kind of like on that Storage Wars, you know, sure. where they bid on the people's storage lockers and stuff. But this one, you see those shows and you see these crews coming in and they're getting out all of the, you know, tearing down stuff and all that. Well, there's a woman that they featured in the New York Post who works in the UK, and she does the maid service for abandoned houses of hoarders and stuff.
Oh.
Well, sometimes they're not even abandoned. They're just like, we got the hoarder out, yeah, of here, my aunt or whatever, and she's in the hospital and all that. She averages like $9,000 per house.
Oh, I can only imagine.
All of the work that she's having to do. $9,000 a house. She loves it. Her name's Libby Denny. Isn't that cute? Libby Denny.
It has to take days to do.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes weeks, she said.
Oh.
And she said, I've cleaned around 2,000 houses since I started. I've had to clean. Now, listen, this doesn't make sense to me. She said, I've had to clean a mattress where a man was dead on there for 3 months. When there has been a body, that smell can be awful. Okay, why would you want to try to salvage a mattress that somebody had died on 3 months ago
and has been laid? Yeah.
What, I know mattresses are kind of pricey.
Yeah,
but if you can afford to pay $9,000 for this lady to come clean your house, can't you throw in an extra, you know, $8,000 to get a good mattress?
Yeah, come on,
somebody had passed on it.
And let's say you have that mattress in your home, would you feel compelled to have to share that little tidbit of information with someone?
Oh,
like if I
need a new mattress, yeah, clean that.
Like if I visited on your bed. House, TJ, and you said, everything's in there in the spare bedroom, it's all fixed up for you. By the way, it's clean now, but a guy died on that mattress and the body laid there for 3 months.
But would it ever be clean enough?
I don't think so. Dawn dish detergent is not going to take that stain out.
Yeah, I don't think it would be. You can't clean that mattress.
OxyClean ain't going to work on that stain.
Yeah.
But the British, you know, they're...
My God,
they're different.
We'll save it for another day. We could always use another mattress. Yeah, well, it's covered in blood and ooze. So what? We're cleaning. We're getting a nice spit shine. It's like, what are you talking about?
Covered in ooze.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Leakage.
Oh. You're not going to throw that away, are you?
I always say.
Flip it over.
There you go. Just flip it. It'll be fine.
Flip it.
Goodness.
She said that one time there were adult diapers all over the place that had been soiled, and then she went on to tell what they had been soiled with. Well, duh.
Yeah, thanks.
We don't need that.
Hold on.
And maybe she said that the toilet was leaking every time it got flushed as well. So, I mean, she is cleaning disgusting, nasty things. But throw away the mattress. That's got to be one of the worst decisions ever.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
As code... Whenever we are talking about adult interactions, if you know what I mean, we don't want the children to know what we're talking about. We've done that for years, and people go, "Where did you come up with that?" And it's because it was a euphemism. Sometimes in the old days, they would say that they were in there tickling the ivories, which means playing the piano literally, but sometimes they would use it to describe, you know, coupling, you know. So they put out a list, people's suggestions of family-friendly phrases to describe coupling. And so if you need, you know, ways to talk about it, or either something to tell your kids that you're doing, you know, so they don't bother you. Going to take a nap. Helping each other with our taxes. That's a good one. Having an adult meeting. That's not so good.
Yeah, that sounds dirty.
Sharing quality time. Moving furniture. And I can see how that would be a good one.
I like moving furniture.
Yeah, we're gonna be in here moving furniture, so it may get loud. You might hear some things hitting the wall. The ceiling may start to, you know, crumble a little. You never know. The heavy bedroom furniture.
It may sound like there's a spanking happening here, but we're moving the dressing room.
I need these words.
Going over insurance papers.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Playing hopscotch. Well, first of all, I think you'd have to, when you have to describe to a child what hopscotch is.
Yeah.
And how you going to play hopscotch. And inside, I mean, if they do know what the rules of hopscotch is. But I guess if you're just telling, you don't want to say it in public or whatever, you say, yeah, so we were in there playing hopscotch, if you know what I mean. But then again, if you know what I mean, added to the end of it,
makes it,
you know, it kind of gives it away.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. If you know what I mean.
I don't think you can use the word playing with anything in that scenario.
Yeah, kid's like, I want to go play.
Going to fold laundry.
Good one.
Doing some cardio.
Good one.
Doing a little team building exercise. Hey, we was in there doing a little team building exercise, if you know what I mean.
These all sound worse than just saying. I know. Yeah,
some of them do sound worse. Yeah.
We're doing some team building.
We're enjoying each other's company, you know, biblically.
These are awful. I hate all these.
No, it's very cringy. Loading the dishwasher in the bedroom?
Yeah.
You going to load the dishwasher? Here's a good one. And somebody got in a time machine for this one and went back to the 90s. Knocking boots. We were in there knocking boots. What?
Huh?
Listening to some Prince is another one. And
not bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
They actually say knocking boots.
Knocking boots. Knocking boots.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So it's no secret that I like poking fun at Ace and Tech D Rob for their cooking skills or lack thereof.
No.
It's fun. And I don't mean anything by it, but they've never had to learn how to cook. TJ had to learn how to cook because his your mom would tell you fend for yourselves because she wasn't cooking for something.
Right.
So he had to learn. That's why he knows how to cook now. I don't know how to cook because I was never asked to learn. And my mom took care of everything. Now I can manage for, I'm a single person. So I figured out how to do a couple of things. I can make a couple of things in the oven, but my cooking skills not up to snuff. But you see things on the internet that will instantly let you know, oh, that person can't cook. And for me, when I saw a person taking a rotisserie chicken and using a corded hand mixer to shred the chicken in a bowl, I went, this person can't cook. I'm sorry. Like a hand mixer, like you use for cakes.
I know. That's one of the things.
Instead of just like pulling the chicken apart or however else you would do it, I just can't. I thought this person can't cook.
So wait, they take the rotisserie chicken off the bone or whatever, and then put it in the thing and then or, mix it up.
Yeah.
Which seems or like way more work.
Or they'll just have, they'll put it in a crock pot, chicken breasts in a crock pot, and cook it until it gets, you know, tender. And then they take the hand mixer and.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And I don't know a thing.
More effort than it's worth.
I think so. And, you know, I love picking on Rob and his hot dog toaster. He's got this, he buys these one recipe contraptions, like a hot dog toaster. It's got the slots in it. You put the bun in and you put the hot dog in there. You press the lever down for hot dogs. And I always thought that was funny. And then a couple weeks ago, he bought this macaroni and cheese cooker for the microwave.
The pasta.
You get pasta and pasta.
His boiling water, as TJ pointed out, is just a lot of work. Everybody knows that. So he bought this thing. I like picking on him about that kind of stuff. But what is something that you see either on social media or in real life that instantly lets you know, oh, this person cannot cook? It's a little mean. It's a little petty. But this is a safe space here at the Ace TJ Show. If you've got a great one, we'll get them next.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ Family app. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So it's no secret that I like poking fun at Ace and Tech D Rob for their cooking skills or lack thereof.
No.
It's fun, and I don't mean anything by it, but they've never had to learn how to cook. TJ had to learn how to cook because his your mom would tell you fend for yourselves because she wasn't cooking for something.
Right.
So he had to learn. That's why he knows how to cook now. I don't know how to cook because I was never asked to learn. And my mom took care of everything. Now I can manage for, I'm a single person. So I figured out how to do a couple of things. I can make a couple of things in the oven, but my cooking skills not up to snuff. But you see things on the internet that will instantly let you know, oh, that person can't cook. And for me, when I saw a person taking a rotisserie chicken and using a corded hand mixer to shred the chicken in a bowl, I went, this person can't cook. I'm sorry. Like a hand mixer like you use for cakes.
I know. That's one of the things.
Instead of just like pulling the chicken apart or however else you would do it, I just can't. I thought this person can't cook.
So wait, they take the chicken off the, they take the rotisserie chicken off the bone or whatever, and then put it in the thing and then mix it up?
Yeah.
Way more work.
Or they'll just have, they'll put it in a crock pot, chicken breasts in a crock pot, and cook it until it gets, tender. And then they take the hand mixer and.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And I don't know a thing.
More effort than it's worth.
I think so. And, you know, I love picking on Rob and his hot dog toaster. He's got this, he buys these one recipe contraptions, like a hot dog toaster. It's got the slots in it. You put the bun in and you put the hot dog in there. You press the lever down for hot dogs. And I always thought that was funny. And then a couple weeks ago, he bought this macaroni and cheese cooker for the microwave.
The pasta.
You get pasta and pasta.
His boiling water, as TJ pointed out, is just a lot of work. Everybody knows that. So he bought this thing. I like picking on him about that kind of stuff. But what is something that you see either on social media or in real life that instantly lets you know, oh, this person cannot cook? It's a little mean. It's a little petty. But this is a safe space here at the Ace TJ Show. If you've got a great one, we'll get them next.
The Ace and TJ Show, available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
You ready?
Yep.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Who loves Aunt Millie's bread? Commuters who are running late and the cops that pull them over. Tired parents who live for nap time and energetic kiddos who don't. early birds and night owls, teachers' pets and daydreamers, the home team and their fans that know this is our year, and anyone who loves the freshest bread delivered daily to Columbus's favorite grocers. Because no matter where life takes you, Aunt Millie's brings you closer to home.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
What's the one thing you see in real life or on social media that instantly lets you know this person can't cook at all? What is it for you? You see a lot of them on social media.
One that I see is when they put the entire container into the packaging into the container that they're going to be mixing up the stuff. Like they'll have cans of baked beans sitting in the pan while they put the onions and all of this stuff around it.
Ugh.
And then they take the cans out of the thing and the beans fall out. Or when they'll take something and put it all around a container and then mix it up. You go, well, why didn't you just mix it all up at the same time and pour it in there and all that? But that's one of those trends where they put the packaging so you know, okay, well, they're going to add Velveeta to this because there's a Velveeta box sitting in the middle of the pan.
Dusty box that's been sitting on the grocery store shelf.
Right.
Ugh.
But I'm a little more judgmental with that stuff because when I see somebody take a paper towel and soak up grease out of a pan instead of draining it off, that tells me that they don't know what they're doing.
Everything. So what is it for you? At the Ace TJ Show, the one thing you see that instantly lets you know somebody can't cook. There's a lot of these. Tony said when they show up with Bojangles chicken in their personal Tupperware, that lets me know they can't cook. I don't get that one. There's a lot of these. When they bring fruit salad inside of a Jell-O mold shaped like a ring to a potluck. I thought that was the only way Jell-O's were brought.
That.
I know. Megan said using frozen hamburger patties. Come on. Make a real burger. Ouch.
Pamela has a good one. Always turning the stove to high.
Everything's on high.
Everything's on high. That's an indicator to her. You really don't know how to cook.
Crank it up. That's true.
Or not heating a pan before you put food in it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big one, too.
What do you mean heating a pan before you put
food? People call it preheat, but you can't preheat something. You can't heat it before you heat it. But when you just take a cold pan and then crack eggs in it and then turn the fire on, whatever, most of the time that's because they don't know what they're doing. You got to heat the pan.
I don't do that.
I definitely don't do that.
I just learned I don't do that. That's one thing I don't know. If I'm making eggs, I heat the little fire into the pan first, get it warmed up.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you made eggs.
I'm not a savage.
Or when somebody checks to see if the pan's hot enough to put food in it yet, is that by spitting in it?
Oh, my God.
It spit bubbles up.
Oh, I've got something disturbing for TJ next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Here's what you need to know. The Ace and TJ Golf Tournament 2024 happens on Monday, November 11th. And you can be a part of it, whether you want to play or you just want to be a sponsor. All you got to do is head over to acetj.com/golf. Volunteer opportunities up there as well. acetj.com/golf, November 11th, North Stone Country Club. Great course, and it's going to be a really fun day, all to benefit our charity, Peyton's Promise. acetj.com/golf. I've talked about my dog having some digestive issues when he was younger, but I found this food, and it's worked really well for him. I don't have to go to the vet all the time, like every 3 weeks, like I used to take him, and it's great, and I was really appreciative that I found this food. But I also want to switch things up now. He's been on it for 2 years. I don't know that the vet recommends that. They say, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
But I want to fix it. I can't imagine eating the same thing every single day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to try to switch up the flavor for him. They offer a vegetarian recipe. Dog food. Vegetarian. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. That's all they tell you is wolves. Yeah. Dogs are wolves. They need meat. They have a vegetarian recipe of this brand that I buy. So I'm just looking at it. I'm inspecting it. I can't imagine. I can't see myself buying this stuff. Then I read the reviews for this food. This dog has changed my life and my dog's life. I'm so happy that my dog is no longer on a, wait for it, corpse-based diet. Corpse-based. That is a new level of virtue signaling that I have not experienced.
Corpse-based diet.
Corpse-based. Because that's, and you know, who was it from the Wu-Tang? RZA, I think he said. You know, you're just, when you eat a cow, you're eating that disease, the stress of the animal, the anxiety that that cow goes through before you slaughter it. So why would you want to eat something dead? Why would I want to put something dead in my live body? And now this person has succinctly described it as corpse-based diets. Well, I will be using that.
Sure. I mean, you talk about dramatic. Whoa.
It's another level of drama, isn't it? Can you handle the drama of a corpse-based diet? I don't think you can.
No.
So, yeah, take that with you throughout the day. Tell everybody you're currently on a corpse-based diet.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.